So the work is about learning to better discriminate between what is of the Lord and what isn't of the Lord. So that's like a general aspect of work, and I don't know if that ever ends. So, but often there is something that we have been given that we feel is from the Lord and needs to be shared. But there is also the proprium quickly jumps in to appropriate anything it can from, this is something that has affected me profoundly. I want to share it. And then there may be questions over the motivations behind the sharing. So, what I would say in that case is that you share what you've been given to bring and you work with what arises within. What's shared is received as being from the Lord, so our sense of self is not in that. Our sense of self is what we have to work with in terms of examining our own states as we share. I think that's the best way of navigating it within the group context, because even that experience of what's arising as I share is still material that can be valuable for the group to hear as well. At Logopraxis is about becoming as honest as we can about what's going on as we engage with the word. And that's as much about what happens as we share here, because what we're sharing is what the word has worked into the group. And of course, the Lord is present. And one of the things that stood out through all the shares, through all the groups so far, is this fear that is arising within people through their contact with this material. But we're in contact with the word, and what arises, the fears, all of that is really a point of work, because those things that are arising because the Lord allows them to arise and gives us what's needed so that we can see what's arising, because there's work in there that needs to be done. Be a good opportunity to just talk about the importance of working with what the word gives you, not running with an agenda of what you think needs fixing. Because if you work with what the word offers, those things will be cleared up. Some you will have to actually confront, and at other times it'll be gone. There'll be just a shift and you won't even know. It'll just be gone, and then one day you might sort of think, oh yeah, like that's a change in attitude or whatever, So with Logopraxis, the emphasis is on trusting that what the word offers us every time we come to it is what is needed for now. Because, just looking at this over time, what often happens is that the word will get us to work with something and it seems just so unrelated to what's being in front of us in our life. But then it's like pieces of a puzzle are being put into place so that at some point further down the line, there can be a significant shift. And all that material that's been worked with then is brought to bear on that shift of state. But again, it's coming back to I don't know what I need, but I know the word knows what I need. The Lord knows what I need. So, Logopraxis, in one sense, is designed in such a way to hopefully build our trust in the word and its ability to do its work in us. And that, as we come to see that more and more, then our sense of acknowledging the word to be the Lord increases. And that is life transforming, that acknowledgement, when it's from the life. And that's all the word deals with. So if we start thinking about where others are at, like as soon as that starts to happen, we're moving outside of the purview of what the word is about, which is really about opening up our own states and having us work at that level.